listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Isaiah chapter 26 speaks to us about the source of strength. So let me read our verses to you for today. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Some people have this perfect peace, but it's fleeting, and they're not kept there in that place of perfect peace. Others can be kept in peace, but it's not a perfect peace. It's the peace of the wicked, the peace of those who are spiritually sleepy, and the peace of ultimate destruction. Who are the people who enjoy this perfect peace? Isaiah tells us it's those whose mind is stayed on you. When we keep our minds stayed, that is, settled upon or established upon the Lord Himself, then we can be kept in this perfect peace. This isn't so much a matter of our spirit or our soul or our heart. It's a matter of the mind. We are to love the Lord our God with our mind. That's in Matthew chapter 22. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's in Romans chapter 12. We can have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and Philippians chapter 2 mention that. And we are to not set our mind on earthly things, according to Philippians chapter 3, but we're to set our mind on things above, according to Colossians chapter 3. To be kept in this perfect peace, our mind must be stayed. So, what sustains your mind? What do you lay your mind upon? To have this perfect peace, your mind cannot occasionally come to the Lord. It must be stayed on Him. And if our mind is stayed on ourselves, or our problems, or the problem people in our lives, or on anything else, we can't have this perfect peace. This is the mind that says with the Apostle Paul, that I may know him, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Satan loves to get our minds on anything except God and his love for us. To emphasize the point, Isaiah wrote, because he trusts in you. This is another way of expressing the idea of keeping our minds stayed on him. Almost always, you keep your mind stayed on whatever you are trusting. When we trust the Lord, we keep our mind stayed on Him. It all means that the battle for trust in our life begins in our minds. If we trust the Lord, it will show in our actions, but it will begin in our mind. Isaiah continued on into verse 4. He said, trust in the Lord forever. Because of the promise of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, we are exhorted to trust in the Lord forever, and therefore to receive this blessing of his promise, the blessing of perfect peace. These two wonderful verses end like this: for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. If the Lord calls us to rely on him completely with our mind, He appeals to our mind with a rational reason why we should trust the Lord, because He is everlasting strength. It isn't that the Lord has everlasting strength. He is everlasting strength. Today, that should put your mind at peace. Perfect peace, indeed.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.